So today I have my lingering voice altering sickness. I have no idea what it is, but I don't know how long this is going to be around. So rather than avoiding episodes, I'm still bringing you episodes and I hope that you forgive my voice. It's going to be cracking, it's going to be squeaky, and I just sound overall a little weird, but I wanted to share a really good tip with you today. That's something that I have found that works really well for myself, and it's about multitasking. So if you feel like you are trying to just do all the things and you end up at the end of the day and you just feel so tired and fatigued, and you don't even have everything accomplished, you have a bunch of half-finished tasks. If that is you, then you're going to want to hear this because that was me, and I did find something that helped me, and I want to share that with you today. So, not only have I been able to make these shifts for myself, hopefully, after listening to this episode, you can do the same so that you can have more focus and be more productive and not feel as drained at the end of the day. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. When I feel so busy and overwhelmed, a lot of times it's just because there's so much to do and there is just a lot on my plate. And I try to do multiple things at once and it never works well for me. I am not a natural multitasker. In fact, it sticks in my brain. Every time I think of multitasking, I think of when I was a kid and it was never possible. I can't do two things at once. I know a lot of people say that they can, but I remember very vividly sweeping the kitchen and I was trying to tell my mom a story. And I remember her stopping me in the middle of the story and saying, "You can sweep and talk at the same time." And I'm like, "No, I can't." It was impossible because if I would sweep, I would lose track of what I was talking about. And if I was talking, then I couldn't sweep because I was busy talking. So I've never been a very good multitasker and I am very aware of that. So I have to do what works really well for me. And that is what I'm going to share with you today. And before I actually share that, I just wanted to say, like, if you feel like you can multitask, but you are still kind of draining yourself and ending up with a lot of half-finished things at the end of the day, even if you are being productive, if it's just wearing you out mentally, there's probably a good reason for that. And I did a little bit of research just very briefly, but there was a recent study, or I guess I don't know if it was recent. I shouldn't say that. It was a study from the Cleveland Clinic, and they said that only 2.5% of people can actually multitask effectively, which I think is super interesting because a lot of people say that they can multitask, and it's actually not the case. Like, you might feel that you're doing things productively, but it's obviously pretty rare for someone to actually be able to do it effectively the way that your brain was intended to do it. So when you can kind of retrain your brain to focus on one thing at a time, you will actually find that you perform better. And that is actually what I have done over the years is I know for myself, I am much better when I try to focus on one thing. And that is why the routines that I have in place work so well, because for the majority of us, we need to focus on one thing at a time and we need to move through so that we can actually accomplish and complete the first thing before we move to the next thing rather than trying to do all the different things at once. So, one of the examples is let's say you are making a meal plan and that's what you want to do. Rather than just going into the kitchen and you're feeling, you know, rushed and overwhelmed, and you go in and it's like, okay, I've got, you know, 30 minutes to do this. And I'm going to start cleaning out the fridge, and I've got a list going at the same time. And I start writing down groceries and things that I need while I'm cleaning out the fridge. And then I end up, cleaning out some of the cupboard at the same time, throwing things in the trash, getting them a little bit more organized while I'm still building my list. And I go back to the fridge and I'm cleaning out the fridge a little bit more and just kind of double checking what is needed. And then as I'm writing the list, I'm also trying to organize it from, proteins and vegetables and things like that. And I get to the end of the list and I think I have it, and I don't even have a completed list. The fridge isn't all the way done. It still needs to be finished. The cupboards are cleaned out, but not to the point where they would be nice to be fully cleaned out. But now it's 45 minutes later, and each task that you were trying to do is almost done, but not fully completed to the way that you would like. And now it's time to move on to the next task because something came up, or you need to run an errand or whatever it is. And this meal planning task is mostly complete, but not fully complete. And now you're going to have to come back to it. And you're tired by the time you get back home to try and finish the task. Instead, let's offer a different solution. I want you to first try this. And this is for anything. You don't have to just do this when you're doing meal planning. That was just an example of a scenario that might be happening with you. But I want you to think about something that you're trying to do, or a project that you're working on, whether it is in your home, maybe it's for work. I do this with my full-time job quite often, and it works fantastic, and it keeps me super laser focused, and I get so much done. So the first thing I want you to do is to write down your tasks. I want you to think of what you actually need to accomplish. So, in this instance, you need to clean out the fridge. You need to write your grocery list. You need to organize your list by category, and you need to clean out the pantry. So, rather than trying to do all of these things at once, what I want you to do is brainstorm the list that needs to be done and then reorganize it in the order it needs to be accomplished. So this is where you're prioritizing what comes first, what comes second, what comes third, all and so on. And you might have, three tasks on this list. You might have 10 tasks on this list. Whatever you're trying to accomplish in that time frame, I want you to write the list and then reorder them in the order they need to be completed, or that you'd like to complete them. And then third, I want you to set a timer. And I want you to do it for as little amount of time as possible. So I know in the past episodes we've talked about doing a 20-minute timer. 20 minutes works really well for me. But in this instance, 20 minutes is more than enough time for any of these things. And I want to focus on one specific task rather than the whole project at once. So instead of setting a timer for 20 minutes and then trying to get through the list, I want to focus on one task at a time. So if my first task is to clean out the fridge, I don't want to be worrying about the grocery list right now or anything else. I just want to set my timer for 5 minutes, and I get into the fridge and I'm only focusing on cleaning out the fridge, and I just want to get it done and have it over with. And then once I have the fridge done or that timer goes off, if I need an extra 5 minutes, I can add it. But otherwise, as soon as that timer goes off and the fridge is done because I was super focused on getting it done, I set the timer for another 5 minutes. And then if cleaning out the pantry is on my list, then I'm going to go to that next. And then that way I have a clean space that is ready to go. And then once that task is done, I set my timer for another 5 minutes. And at this point, I'm going to laser focus on what is needed for my grocery list. Now, this is assuming that you've already created your meal plan, obviously. And maybe you're not at the point where you're creating meal plans. Maybe you are just creating a random grocery list at this point, but creating a meal plan is not hard. And it saves a lot of time as well. So let's move on though. But let's say this is the time that you're creating your grocery list. Now you have a clean fridge, you have a clean pantry, you are able to kind of take that inventory with your freezer and your fridge and your pantry, and you can just focus on building your grocery list. So it's not scattered. You're not trying to do multiple things at once. You can really just focus on, okay, what do I need? What's in the fridge? What's in the seasonings cupboard? What's in the pantry? What is in the freezer? And what are we missing? And what will we need for the week? This allows you to be really intentional with the time that you're taking and to actually get through a full step and complete the entire task rather than leaving it half done before you're trying to move on to the next thing. And this does take a lot of practice. It takes a lot of time, not time to complete the things, but it takes time to learn what you naturally do, what your body is naturally adjusting to. Because when you start this process, it's going to be really, really easy to revert back to trying to multitask, and you will find yourself doing multiple things at once. But if you are really aware of what you're trying to accomplish and trying to stay focused on that one specific task that you're working on in your list, and get it fully completed before you move on to the next thing, that is what's going to keep you really focused on being able to get through your entire list while not feeling fully drained, because your brain isn't going to be trying to do so many different things. You can just focus on the one thing, get through it, go to the next thing, and then that timer just helps to keep you really aware of that one task. The timer is just an added bonus to be able to stay very vigilant in what you're trying to do. It is really crazy how much it actually helps. So, the first thing, a quick recap, is the first thing you're going to do is brainstorm your list of what you're trying to accomplish. Number two, you want to reorder your list in the order of priority and the steps of what you want to do first, second, third, and so on. And then you are going to tackle the very first thing and set your timer for a very short amount of time. This is preferably 5 minutes or less to really get through it, but it really depends on the project. So you're going to have to use some discretion on that one. But you're going to set your timer to only do the first task, not the whole list, just the first task, and hammer in on that one thing and get it done. And then set your timer for a new amount of time to move on to the second thing on your list until you get through your list. I guarantee you, when you start doing this, if you have 45 minutes to do a project and right now you are getting, partially through it and you're still not done and you're, exhausted and scattered and tired by the end of it, once you start doing this, you're going to find that you can get through things so fast that you won't need 45 minutes. So this whole process, if it typically takes 45 minutes and it's still not done, when you get really good at this, it'll probably take you like 20 minutes to do the whole thing. And then you've got an extra 25 minutes to just do whatever you want. And you don't feel stressed and you don't feel, scattered because you got everything done that you wanted to do in this one little project. So it's a pretty cool technique, and I hope you use it, and I hope you share with me what you, what your results are and what project maybe you're working on that you're going to try this out. I would love to hear if you want to come join us in the Facebook group and tell us. You can go to facebook.com/groups/theroutineadvantagecommunity. And I would love to hear what your results are. But if you do need some help to go through and build the routines, like maybe you are struggling with a meal planning routine, that is one of the routines that we go through in the workbook that we have. It's Your Organized Life Blueprint. And the meal planning routine is the second routine you go through. So it's the morning routine first, the meal planning routine is second. Third is your daily seven home routine. Fourth is your movement routine. And fifth is your budget routine. And these five are like the foundational routines that I think are incredibly important to have organized in your life. Because when those five are organized, it allows you to really focus and be intentional on the rest of the routines that you have or the rest of the time you have to focus on things that are important with you. These are kind of like those staple items that just everybody needs them organized. So this is a really good way to get a good routine that allows you to be very productive, but also feel like you have more flexibility in your schedule so that it frees up time for you to live your life the way that you want to. And that is the whole point of why that workbook was created. And if you want to grab that workbook, it's at yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com. But I hope this episode was helpful. I hope my voice wasn't too annoying to listen to, but I appreciate you being here and I will see you on the next episode. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.